Let's just start after spending your entire career as a player and coach with one organization. How's it been transitioning to a new one?
You know, it's strange. It's just so different. I've always watched other coaches do it over my career as a line coach and as a head coach. And to do it myself, it has been different after being as a player and a coach with the same, even though we made the one move to Nashville. I've been there 17 years, so it is hard to pick up, move, and go somewhere. But if you're going to do that, this is a great place to end up.
You kind of led into my next question. Why Pittsburgh? Why did you feel like this was the right move for you?
You know, the NFL is so much about timing, and I felt there was an opportunity here. The offensive line job opened up. Obviously, I was available, and I wasn't sure what I was going to do. And I think when I talked to Coach Tomlin on the phone for quite some time, and Coach Haley, the offensive coordinator, got a good feel for, you know what, this could be a good fit for me and for them. And, came for the visit, and, that went great. And it became very obvious to me that this would be a good place for me. And, and then for me, competing against Pittsburgh Steelers in the division for 12 years, playing them twice a year, and competing as a coach against them, the tradition is something I've been very well aware of. Obviously, watched them win a lot of Super Bowls. They seem to knock out the Oilers a few times back in the 70s. So I heard a lot about the Steeler days back in the 70s and the 80s. So it's just fun to be part of that tradition and seeing really what that's like.
How would you describe your coaching philosophy, and what do you want your players to take away from your first meeting and say Coach Munchak is?
Excited about what we're doing. Love to teach. I see myself as a teacher that I feel I can come in and teach, find out where these guys are at and how I can add to it and make them better. That's why I'm here. I'm here to see if we can get that seventh Super Bowl trophy in that case, be part of that, and help these players become as good as they can be. And I think they'll see that in my how hopefully I can help them as we go through this process. It may take a little while for us to see that, but I think they'll see I'm here to help them win, help them get better. And I just want them to do their job. I mean, I'm big on preparing, being prepared for the moment. They just don't know when that moment's going to show up for them to be the person that makes the big block for an offensive line. A lot of times it's something other people don't notice as much, and maybe that big adjustment that springs the running back or gives Ben more time to throw the football, or these five guys coming together as a group, and it's a young group, so I'm looking forward to getting to know them and working with them and getting the job done.
Generally speaking, what are the characteristics that you think an O lineman should have in today's NFL?
Well, first, just find a way to be consistent. You can't, as I try to be my personality, you can't get caught in the highs and lows. The offensive line is one position that never leaves the field. You're going to play, if it's 70 snaps, you're going to be in all 70. You're going to have a chance throughout that game to consistently get the job done. So it's just that tough, that physical, that selfless. Five guys find a way to work well together. No matter, you don't want to be that weak link guy that you don't have issues that way, but everyone's counting on you. Those are the things that be accountable. The work ethic is offensive line. If you don't have a good work ethic, we're not going to be very good. So from what I could see on tape, this is a good group, a good young group that wants to be the best, and it's going to be fun working with them.
All right, last question. We know your Hall of Fame player, your coaching career. What is something unfootball related that we don't know about you?
I got the head coaching job at the Titans. People were concerned that I'd never been a head coach. So I was quickly to point out that I have been a head coach and a lot of experience. I coached my daughter's softball team for 10 years. So I thought if I could handle the young ladies from the ages 8 to 18 as a head coach and be successful, that the NFL would be a lot easier. So that's probably something that I used to be a pretty good softball coach.
Perfect. Yeah. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.